This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's coming up in just a minute.
Ever had to endure the humility of one of those store-bought costumes?
Oh, yes.
And sort of looks like Spider-Man if he'd have been in a hospital. You know, because
the tie in the back. Yeah.
And it's always one of those, what are you supposed to be costumes? You know, they open the door, trick or treat. What are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
Supposed to be Spider-Man. Yeah. And the mask has always been in. It's like Spider-Man if he'd been in an accident, went through a windshield of a car. I've been sick. What age did you guys stop trick-or-treating? Obviously, there's signs. I mean, you know, you're a little too old to be trick-or-treating. I mean, when you no longer need a fake beard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't go to more than 6 or 8 houses without having a smoke break.
Yeah.
You know, you go up and you ask for treats that have a lot of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. Or you drive to each house.
Yeah, you go to neighborhood in your own car. Yeah. You
know? The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin at the Oxford Gold Group Performance Room.
Hello, chick.
Josh Arnold sitting in at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick
chair. Yeah, that's right.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline. That's Willie Griswold.
Hey.
And this has been Chick McGee at the DoorDash Sports Desk. There's Tom, and we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
And I've got a new title for you, Allie. We're talking to the comedian.
I can't wait.
The lovely Allie Breen. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you're not really known for compliments. Yeah,
this comes to us from Mr. Teelborg.
What?
That's the guy's name. Don't mock this poor
Teelborg.
Guy.
Teelborg?
Teeborg.
Resistance is futile.
Sounds like a superhero.
Like Tyborg.
Logan, it does. Save me from the Borg. Oh, I'm mixing up franchises. I'm sorry. Man, that was funny, okay?
That's why we were laughing. There's no pleasing him. They want to call you, or he wants to call you, the ambassador of sexy time.
Oh.
Do you like that?
Oh,
you mean
okay? I like that. I'll take that.
Or is it?
That's not bad.
Is it no such thing as ambassadress? Or probably
ambassador
not.
Isn't a gender specific word, is it?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think a woman has ever been an ambassador.
What is wrong with you?
I don't think they certainly couldn't handle it.
No. She's going to get hate mail.
Maybe an ambassadora, maybe.
Ambassadora Duncan.
We need you to go meet the prime minister.
Ambassador
I'm on
debt.
My period. That's what would happen.
No, that's exactly what would happen.
Jeez.
No. We can't schedule her out of town.
Plus, they probably they think it's their right to get pregnant, and they'd be off for months or whatever.
It's true.
Well, that's like a lot of people feel that way these days. Yeah.
You try passing a kid through, you know. Because he gets tough having vaginal birth. Try penile birth.
Real silly.
Okay, sorry. We're kidding. For God's sake, I wish the world would lighten up. Can't stand it anymore.
I know.
Well, you're looking lovely today.
I know.
Where are you, Allie? We never can tell.
I'm in Atlanta until tomorrow and then back in New York.
Are you just in front of a plaster wall?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's just a wall.
I'm always in like the basement slash guest room. So it's a looks like a bunker.
Okay. Now, you're filming a TV commercial, I heard, or something like that?
Yeah, well, I'm just doing a stand-in for an Estee Lauder commercial tomorrow, and then I'll be on Kennedy on Thursday.
Oh, right on.
Excellent. Which one, Jack or Bobby?
Jack or Bobby, yeah.
got some bad news.
She's really bright. I'm a fan of hers.
Oh, now I'm a necrophiliac.
Yeah, now, see? He's full of compliments.
We're talking time travel.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. You got to go with Jack.
Now, Allie Breen is our ambassador to Sexy Time, and what we're talking about
is
people's issues, and you can reach Allie. Allibreen on all the social media platforms. Allie, what have we got going today?
Dear Allie, me and my boyfriend got invited to go away with another couple for the weekend. They had already booked everything and said how big their place was and invited us along. We went and we bought all the food and drinks and paid for all the activities because we assumed they were treating us to the accommodations.
Uh-oh. I would.
At the end of the trip, the husband basically gave my boyfriend a bill for half, and I'm furious about it. He paid it, but I really want to say something. What should we do?
I would be furious.
Yeah, that's something you have to, before you leave, you have to clarify.
Exactly.
And wouldn't the people that are hosting you say, oh, no, don't, we'll split the food, we're splitting everything. They wouldn't let you pay for everything else.
Yeah, that's always
awkward. That's awful.
Got to clarify.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be mad.
Now, was this a wife swapping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wife swapping.
Well, yeah, sure it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the
mix and match.
The show is about sex.
Would make it so much worse.
I don't think there's anything wrong with going.
Your wife was great. Slip her an extra C note.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Where she really rang the bell, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can see you on a couple's vacation, Tom.
Oh, wow.
You know that I
would. Has that ever happened?
No. Whenever I go anywhere, I'd go to visit my mother, I would stay in a hotel.
At the insistence of
your mother. No,
I hate staying in other people's houses.
What if you got a vacation place, like an Airbnb that was a big place, would you do that with another couple, Tom?
No.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Well, I hate to sound like what Josh would say, but they should have cleared this up before they left.
Absolutely.
Figured out what they were going to do.
But I would have been the same way.
But I think they thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so since they assumed they were paying for the accommodations.
Well, you tell them what you do when you assume there, Dickie Dick.
That's right. You make an ass out of everybody.
The guy has a right to go to the other guy and go, hey, man, we were under the impression that.
Yeah. That's why we paid for everything.
Let's
else.
Just go ahead and split everything down the middle.
Yeah, can we just do that?
Yeah. Do it. And if the couple gets all mad, then you don't need them.
Can it be as simple as giving them a bill for half of the food and half of the events?
That's what I would do.
Yeah, it's just the...
Come on.
Oh.
Yeah, what a silly situation.
I mean, when you invite someone to lunch, you pick
that
up
the ends tab. The friendship, right. though, I think.
Oh, yeah, friendship's over.
Oh, yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, the hell with it.
Well, do you want to be friends with these people that are going to kind of...
Unless they can be reasonable. If they're reasonable, if you just explain to them and they're oh, you know what? Yeah, okay. We'll split.
Well, if they do that, but it doesn't sound like they're going to do that.
We have no idea who these people are.
Could we get to a letter where there's nudity or something?
What are you talking about? Oh, you don't like the curation of these letters?
No.
Just TNA Tom over there. All he wants to hear.
I hit my face on a... Volvo.
those
not
things.
Not
most of these are not that sexy.
Well, give us the sexiest one you have. If it's not sexy, just read it to us topless. We'll make it sexy.
Down, boy.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Okay, my boyfriend and his ex used to do cute, sexy couples costumes for Halloween. We got invited to a costume party this year, and he doesn't want to go, but told me I should go ahead. Is it weird that this feels like it means he likes me less?
No, I think he's...
I think he hates being dressed in a costume.
No, I think, well, it could be that that was something that she was big on, or he doesn't want to just have you, like, you know, just you fit in that same slot. And
sorry, Christine.
Sorry about the slot thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of slots...
Yeah.
It can be very awkward. Yeah. I think
would you go to a party without him? I mean, that seems weird.
I know the perfect costume. Yeah. If he's not going to go, but she is, he could just dress as Brian Laundrie.
Oh, there you go.
So he'd have to stay home.
What else? Right. Yeah, he'd have to hide in the basement. Uh-huh. He could be in his parents'
basement.
Or
she should get dressed up in a super sexy costume. Just go super slutty without him and see how he likes it.
Yeah. Oh. I think that's every woman's Halloween costume.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Slutty nurse. A slutty teacher.
A slutty Raggedy Ann.
Yeah. They go that way, or they go like, they'll go the other way, too. They'll go like Guy Fieri, I'll see a lot. Like the hot girl, and she'll paint the goatee on kind of situation.
Really?
Yeah, they'll go the opposite way if you're like a funny girl.
This
you know?
Is my... just not a Halloween person, and my kids are so into it, and I hate doing costumes.
There's a backstory as to why you're not.
Well, I know, but still.
Your
daughters
dress real slutty on Halloween.
Well, no, my daughters do not dress
slutty. No,
they go out later at night, they do.
They have two costumes.
They have the costume they're leaving the house in and the costume that's in their home.
On their website, they certainly dress.
Yeah, they certainly do, yeah.
We all look forward to it, right, fellas?
Every year. Have you ever been to ChristyLee'sDaughters.com?
No, I haven't.
ChristyLee's. You've heard of the Headless Horseman?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the pantless.
Oh, great.
We can't even go on. Okay, Allie, we've solved that one. What's next?
Okay. Dear Allie, I'm dating one of my best friend's ex-boyfriends, and she constantly asks about our sex life, but in a derogatory way. Oh. She'll be like, has his breath gotten better? Is he better at doing that thing?
Yes.
Yeah, trying to undermine our sex life and our relationship as a whole. What should I do?
Tell her to shut up.
Yeah, and also don't date your friend's ex.
Yeah, that's true.
Up, right?
It's none of her business. Say, hey, look, this
next
is
time you,
small
next
small
time
town.
You go out to dinner with her, so we have to find a place where I can eat standing up.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, I do things that you wouldn't.
That's one way to shut her up.
Yeah.
I know. This is a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess.
It sounds like she's not over him.
You can't be friends with her anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
Her friend should know better.
Yep. Slit her throat.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
That's right. Problem solved.
Dear Allie, I just started dating a guy who doesn't have any social media. My friends are saying that's awesome, but I don't like it. I can't vet him, per se. What do you guys think?
I think it's awesome.
I do, too. How old is this person? She must be, like, 30. I mean...
Yeah, if it's an...
A lot of people don't have social media.
So this guy isn't a total narcissist?
Yeah.
That's what a shame.
Yeah, no joke. A lot of people...
I'm with her, though. I'm so jaded. I think he does have social media.
Oh,
like,
and
a
it's
secret
hidden.
One, and he's just not saying...
No, what
one
is
has
wrong?
No social media.
God,
yeah.
Conspiracy theories. Maybe the guy isn't a total narcissist and is willing to go through life and enjoy life without Facebook.
Or maybe he has.
I don't know who that woman is, but I like her.
You realize a lot of people listen to the show are on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. Of course they are. That doesn't mean everybody has to be.
That's true.
Don't line up like a lemming.
By the way, this guy may be really interesting. Join our Facebook page. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I love our Facebook page. So what you're saying is... I think she's being suspicious for no reason. She's going to vet him. What does that mean?
You've got to trust the guy. It's a little bit weird. If you're not on social media, I think so too.
I'm with Willie.
Yeah,
you know what? This is one of those rare cases where he's being completely normal.
Yeah.
And what's weird is most popular right now.
Being on social media, or he has an Instagram where he's a weird thing.
Oh. Or he has an Instagram where he's following all porn stars and he doesn't want her to see.
Maybe he's a really nice guy and does like really queer things, like reads books.
Yeah.
You know,
right. Likes to walk in the woods.
Doesn't have to show his friends everything he does 24 hours a day.
Give the guy a break.
Look what I made for dinner. Look at me.
Oh my gosh.
I say just date the guy if you like him.
Yeah, let him be.
No, you know what? Don't. I mean, I changed my mind. You don't deserve this man. Go date Logan Paul. Somebody who's super Instagram-y.
He's hot.
Come on.
Okay, well, I think we've solved that one with a pretty solid argument.
I think so, too. So, yeah. That means next letter.
Dear Allie, my wife is all about wanting to attend Pride events and support and give free hugs to everyone in the LGBT community.
That's fine.
LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
Oh. It's confusing because I'm a straight closeted crossdresser and I tried to come out to her in the past, but she got upset and I would like to stop being in the closet about it. She has no problems wanting to be there for others and accepting others' behavior, but I can't get the equal love and support for my dressing. What do I do?
That's weird.
And I'm sorry, what's their relationship again?
Husband and wife.
Married, yes. Okay.
Married.
Oh, boy.
Well, you can, can't you be supportive of the gay community but not want your husband to wear dresses? I think that's fine.
That's what's happening.
Yeah,
it sounds
like.
She's
a tough one.
Willing to, I don't know, it just seems to me that she should be a little more understanding.
I don't know anything about cross-dressing, though. So I don't know. Is part of it that he likes to do it in secret? Is part of it...
No, I think he wants to be out. Yeah. I think he's been doing it in secret. But now with, like, Harry Styles and stuff, I would think it's becoming more...
It's, like, cool.
Is he a cross-dresser? And,
oh, yeah.
Eddie Izzard.
Yeah. Don't wear anything. Harry's pretty cool.
Len, my one of my DJs.
Oh, yes.
Way back in
Famous
the day, I had to bail him out of jail, Allie.
Oh.
I'm serious.
Back then, I guess it was illegal to dress.
Great DJ, I had to pick him up at the Volusia County Jail. But then I took him. His wife knew all about it, and they used to share clothing.
It can be done. So maybe
right,
you can
condense.
Of course, it can be done.
Yeah, just try to talk to your wife again about it. I'd say.
Yeah, I would too.
Maybe his outfits aren't cute enough. Maybe he has to get some cuter stuff.
Maybe she can help
support.
Him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they could do a 90s movie shopping montage. That could be a good time.
Yeah.
Coming out.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Exactly, Josh gets it.
Going to Kohl's.
That would be funny.
Going to Kohl's.
Shopping together.
That'd be cute.
No, I know. I meant fun to watch. Okay,
yeah,
next.
Hopefully she supports you.
Next.
Hi, Allie. I'm 40 and recently realized I'm bisexual. I've always found guys attractive, but never really grasped the concept. So I'm married to a woman with 3 kids now, but have fooled around with a guy or two, and I really love it. What do I do?
Oh, my God.
I'm lost.
It's a guy.
I would just say that cheating is never okay.
Right. No matter who you're cheating with.
Yeah, so you got to just talk to her about the cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's tough. That's really, really tricky.
That
is a tough one. Mm-hmm.
Although I feel like when it goes the other way, the cheating is better when it's a woman who's in a marriage that's like, I kind of want to fool around with women. People are like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there probably is a double standard.
Yeah, I'm sure there is a double standard, but...
Well, because when a girl on girl is hot. Right?
That's right, guy on guy is just 2 guys.
You're gay for life.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.